And we have O'Neill Public School Superintendent Amy Shane with us. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Boy, a week of 60s. That's kind of crazy, huh?
Yeah, it's
welcome to March.
Crazy. Yeah, exactly. I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
Keep that rolling all month long.
Yeah, and I think
take that right into April and May.
There you go. And I think kids don't even have school this week too. That's next week.
That's next week.
Shoot,
yes, they'll be able to enjoy. Hopefully, still 60s.
Yes, hopefully
next week,
we get that next week. So
you bet.
All right, let's talk about some things that have been going on at O'Neill Public Schools.
You bet. Well, both our boys and girls basketball teams ended their seasons last week. The boys played Pierce in sub-district action Tuesday night, fell by a score of 58-44. They fell behind in the first quarter, but played even or better each of the final three quarters. They had a good year, ending with a record of 11-12. Senior leaders leaving the program are Keegan Moore, Parker Hess, Peyton Matthews, and Matthew Pardin. The girls' team traveled to Hastings College on Friday night to take on Syracuse in the district final. They gave the crowd all they wanted in the way of excitement, and they left it all on the floor, but in the end, they fell 5 points short by a score of 48-44. Girls had a great season, finishing with a record of 18-7. The girls also benefited from a great group of senior leaders that will be missed next year. They are Alyssa Eichelberger, Blair Getchell, Becky Hupp, and Meg Schlenz. Congratulations to coaches Colliff, Klassen, and Burt Whistle, and coaches Eichelberger, Price, and Belmer, as well as their teams on great seasons. We do want to congratulate St. Mary's boys for winning their district final on Saturday and punching their ticket to state. The Eagles wish them the best of luck. 20 members of our O'Neill FCCLA chapter attended the virtual peer education conference last Monday. The theme of the conference was Building on the Past, Facing the Future. The current peer education teams presented sessions about their teams. Ashley Pischel, chair of the Family Leader team, was instrumental in developing these sessions. Harley Cahoy and Annie Corkle were introduced as finalists for the 2021-22 State Peer Officer teams. This conference is typically held in Kearney, but like so many other things, that was changed to a virtual format due to our pandemic. Our speech team traveled to West Point Guardian Angels for the conference speech meet last Wednesday. They brought home 4 medals on the day. Jenna Walton was 5th in poetry. Christopher Jennings was 3rd in informative speaking, while Kelsey Osborne was runner-up in both humorous prose and poetry. Saturday found the team in Battle Creek for their invite. In the JV portion of the meet, Winnie Huber finished 5th in serious prose. Annie Corkle was 3rd in humorous. The OID team of Reagan Ressler, Annie Corkle, Mallory Scott, and Winnie Huber were champions. And the duet team of Bree Hommack and Jace Gregory were also champions. Reagan Ressler was the champion in poetry. Winnie Huber finished 5th. Annie Corkle 4th. And Reagan Ressler was the champion in the individual sweeps, making our JV team the invite champions. In the honors or varsity category, Christopher Jennings was 5th in informative speaking, Becky Hupp was 5th in serious prose, Mallory Scott was 6th in persuasive, while Kelsey Osborne was 3rd in both humorous prose and poetry. Our speech team will be entertaining us all at their public performance set for 6 o'clock this coming Tuesday.
Awesome.
So yeah, try and get out there and listen. They do an amazing job.
You bet.
Our Quiz Bowl teams will be taking part in the ESU-8 competitions on Tuesday and Wednesday this week. Tuesday, the high school team will be in action, while Wednesday we'll find our junior high team at Neely. Wednesday, the FFA will be competing in the CDE contest at Norfolk. Also on Wednesday, the State Patrol will be holding training in our activities building, so don't be alarmed if you see a number of law enforcement vehicles parked outside our building that day. The elementary school will be celebrating Read Across America this week. Students will be taking part in a number of fun dress-up days and activities throughout the week. Today is Fox in Socks Day, so students should wear crazy or mismatched socks. They'll also be coloring or decorating a paper sock that will be hung around the school building. Tuesday is Character Day, so students should dress as their favorite book characters, and they'll also take time to read with their reading buddies that day. Wednesday is Wacky Wednesday. Students should dress silly with their clothes inside out or backwards or mismatched. There will be an extra fun secret reading activity on Wednesday. Thursday is Cat in the Hat Day, so everyone can wear a hat or a cap to school. Students will be taking part in a Mad Lib activity that day as well. And Friday will be Drop Everything and Read Day, so students can wear their pajamas to school, and they'll be taking part in four different fun reading activities throughout the day. Spring activities, as you mentioned, Scott, are kicking off their practices this week. Check in with your coach and see where to report and when to report there.
And it even feels like spring.
It does, exactly. Yeah.
Sometimes
the golfers won't be freezing, the track might actually be without snow.
There you go.
So we can actually get those kicked off. Kind of nice.
You bet. All right. And again, they can always check out updates on the O'Neill Public Schools website or Facebook page or social medias.
You bet. Keep up to date with this in all of those locations.
All right. Amy, have a great week.
You too, Scott. Thank you.
Amy Shane, Superintendent of O'Neill Public School.